You can find other hot erotic kidnapping hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Are you ready, slave boy? Are you ready to be kidnapped again? Yeah, hear the sound of the motor lowering your cage deeper and deeper and deeper into my dungeon. How many times have I forced you to ride up and down my secret elevator, up to my living room with the soft red curtains and the wood paneling, with your cage in the center like a little pet, like a toy on display. And down, descending deep through the dark, featureless tunnel, down into the dungeon, lit only by the flickering flames of torches along the walls. The rough stone reminds you of a medieval castle. And when you crouch down in your tiny cage, your mind is so deeply hypnotized. Your brain is so filled with mind-altering drugs. How many times, slave boy, how many times did you listen to my first kidnapped MP3? 5 times? 10 times? 20. You don't know what is real anymore and what is fantasy. No, you don't. Kidnapped slave, brainwashed slave, you hold on to the bars of your cage looking out, and you hear my boots clicking as I walk down the stairway. You try to count the clicks. You have a compulsion for counting things. The number of strokes when you brush your teeth. The number of rings when you make a phone call. Count my footsteps, slave. Click one, click two, click three, three, four, four, five. Click, click, click. I just love to tease you. But the sound only drives you deeper down into sleep. 4 steps and 5, click, deeper in 6. Push your face out between the bars and take a deep breath, a slow, deep breath. Trying to clear your head, trying to smell my perfume. Oh, yes, you want to smell me. Breathe out and force your eyes wide open. 7, you can see my boots, shiny and black, and my hand on the railing, my long red fingernails shining in the torchlight. Did I drug you again? You can't remember. My hand reaching into your cage. The feel of my long, sexy fingers pressing the pill between your lips. Did you swallow, baby? You always swallow. That's why you feel so heavy. Your body, your legs, and especially your arms. So heavy. Your hands feel numb, trying to hold on to the bars. Let them go. Let your hands drop. Surrender. Let your arms drop as you watch my boots. 8. Your boot obsession has become so strong. You find yourself becoming helplessly aroused. You would love to do almost anything to see a woman in a pair of tall, sexy boots. her heel striking the floor, her leg arching over that long stiletto heel. My boots reflect the light into your eyes. Shiny. You love shiny. Nine. You are starting to drool. You want to see my boots. You want to smell the leather. You want to taste them. You want to lick them. It makes you so horny, so aroused. Your cock is hard and throbbing, and the sight and sound of my boots makes you want to come. Yes, it makes you want to come. And ten, I am here, right here. Your eyes glide up my legs to my black leather skirt, my black corset, so tight, with my white, creamy breasts almost spilling over the top. Look up into my face and stare into my hypnotic green eyes. Click, 11. Click, 12. Click. You can't help yourself. You can't stop counting, even as I walk across the dungeon floor and bend down to look into your cage, smiling at you. You can feel the soft touch of my hand as I reach inside and stroke your cheek. Like a pet, such a good slave. I love the way you stare out from the cage, helplessly, desperately. You didn't want to be here, but you can't stop yourself. You come back when I call you, over and over and over again. You always come back. I have complete control over you. Oh, yes, I do. You see me stand up, and when I bend down again, you feel the cool swab of alcohol on your arm. And then the sharp sting of pain. It's there for just a moment, and then it's gone. I have injected you, slave boy, with my special mind-control drug. You can feel it spreading. A warm, numb feeling in your arm, and then your shoulder. Slipping through your bloodstream, slipping up your neck and into your brain. This is a very special drug, slave boy. The drug is named Erase. And anything you try to think about, it makes you forget. It erases that memory. Your arms and legs are so soft and limp, it feels like they're melting, like putty. That's right. Just drop down, slump down on the floor of your cage, and go to sleep. Breathing slow and deep, you hear my voice, and you drop deeper into soft, empty sleep. Simply thinking of nothing, go to sleep. Simply thinking of nothing, that's what I want. Go deeper for me, and deeper. The deepest sleep that you have ever had in your entire life. And even in this deep sleep, listen to me, slave. You can open your eyes. You don't need to move, slave boy. Just look out through the bars of your cage and see the TV screen in front of you. Yes, I use this screen to train you for all sorts of perverted little things. And I have something to tell you, slave. I have been making recordings, yes. Secret videos of you at home, of you at work. I have had you under constant surveillance every minute you have been outside of my dungeon. Look at the screen and watch. Listen to your phone ringing. see yourself on the screen picking up the receiver, and you hear my voice. You hear my voice on the other end. What am I saying? Are you ready to be kidnapped again? There's that word, kidnapped. Can you remember the feeling of your arms and legs becoming so relaxed, so numb? My voice on the phone telling you to go to sleep, slave boy, go to sleep. The floor seems to have opened up beneath you like a trap door, letting you fall, making you fall, pulling you down into my dungeon. It's where you want to be. It's where you need to be. Feel yourself falling and falling, deeper and deeper. Now listen to me, slave. Soon, soon there will be a knock at the door. You will open the door and present yourself to be kidnapped. You cannot resist. You must obey. Respond to me, slave boy. I must obey, Dominica. That's right. You hear the doorbell ring and you walk like a sleepwalker. Go to the door and open it. There's a man, tall and powerfully built, wearing a chauffeur's uniform. He hands you a cell phone, and when you put it to your ear, you hear my voice again, telling you to let the man in, telling you to obey. He has brought a cart on little wheels and covered with a blanket. And when he lifts up the blanket, you can see that what's on the cart is your cage. It seems so tiny. How could you ever fit inside of it? Listen to my voice, slave boy. It's time to be kidnapped again. Yes, kidnapped again. You like those words. My chauffeur swings the door open to your cage, and you can feel the compulsion take over. You can feel the cage pulling you in, sucking you in like a magnet. You don't want to go inside, but you can't help yourself. You get down on your hands and knees, that's right, and you crawl into your cage like a slave, like the slave that we both know you are. You hear the click as the door is closed and locked up behind you. And then you see nothing but darkness. As the chauffeur covers up the cage and begins rolling it away from your door, down the hallway, turning a corner, rolling you into the elevator. Down, down, down. You like riding in elevators. You are beginning to crave the feeling of being enclosed, confined, locked inside and riding up and down, up and down. You hear the elevator doors open again and the chauffeur rolls you out, and then you hear him and my butler as they lift your cage into the back of the limousine and close the door. Erase. You cannot remember how you got into your cage. Erase. You feel the memory of the telephone call fading away. Erase. The feel of crawling into your cage is gone. You have always been in this cage. You cannot remember the long twisting drive through the town into the darkness, rolling left and right. Every time the car made a turn, erase. The way your cage seems to float as my servants lifted you out of the car and carried you into my mansion. Watch the screen, slave. Even as they set your cage on the platform, you can see the picture fade and go blank. Just a white blank screen, taking your memories with it. You cannot remember. Your memories are erased, gone, forgotten. It feels so good, doesn't it? Whenever the drug erases a memory, It stimulates the pleasure centers of your brain. You love the soft, relaxed, warm feeling in your head when you erase, when you forget, when you blank out anything Dominica has told you to erase. Let's try something special, slave boy. I want you to think of your name. That's right. The name you had before you became my kidnapped slave. Do you remember? You can see your name on the TV screen. See it flashing and flickering in bright, shiny colors. Yellow and green, purple and blue, flashing. And you can read that name. Go ahead, read it out loud and say it to yourself. This is me. This is my name. Now erase. See your name fading on the TV screen, fading to white, fading to blankness. It feels so good to forget your name. It's almost like having a little orgasm when you forget. You want more and more and more to hear me tell you to forget. Forget your name. Forget your number. Forget. Come to me, my slave. It gets you so aroused, helplessly aroused. Forget your name, forget, erase your name. Amnesia is what you crave now. Amnesia and my control. You want to remember only what I tell you. And that empty feeling in your head feels so good. It's addicting, isn't it, slave boy? You're addicted to forgetting. It feels like sex when I mind fuck you. When I force you to forget, erase, forget, erase. Feel your cock throbbing. Forget the word erase. That's right, slave. I'm showing the word erase on your TV screen. You see it there? And watch it fade to white. It's still there, in all its power and glory. But you can't see it on the screen. You can't remember it. You think the trigger for this recording is forget. And every time you see the word forget, every time you hear it, you're going to find that you want to listen to this file again. It's going to become a compulsion, slave boy. And you like compulsions. Because you love that warm, empty amnesia spreading through your brain, emptying your brain, mind-fucking you, getting your cock so hard for Dominica. Look at the screen, slave boy. Yes, I have more surveillance videos with your wife and your girlfriend, with your family and your job. And you can see their faces on the TV. You can even hear the sounds of their voices talking to you. And you can remember the touch of their hands. Now I erase them, slave. Watch the screen fade to white. You forgot your name, pet. Now I want you to forget your past. Erase. Watch it all fade away. You had no life before Dominica, no existence. You have always been with me. You have always and forever been Dominica's slave. You have always and forever been Dominica's slave. You have always and forever been Dominica's slave. Oh, yes, it feels so good to be down in my dungeon. Confined in my tiny cage, brainwashed and forced to obey Dominica. Brainwashed. 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 You love to be brainwashed. You love to stare at the white empty screen and feel my hand stroking your cheek as I tell you to erase. Gone. Your memories are gone. Good, slave boy. Just relax. Just relax here and drift. Your mind feels so empty, clean of all memories and facts, so empty and warm. The only facts you know are the facts I tell you, Dominica's facts, Dominica's truths. And the truth is, you are going to erase this session from your memory, too. Look at the screen. There we are, you and me. I'm reaching into the cage and touching you, gently stroking your face, my obedient pet. And now watch the picture fade. Nothing but a white, blank screen. And when you wake up, you won't remember even one thing about this MP3. And if you do try to remember this trance, the harder you try, the more you will forget it. The more you try to remember, the more it seems to slip away, like a wisp of fog in the morning breeze. It's like a split when you're down here with me. You remember nothing about your entire life away from me. And when my chauffeur returns you to your home and lets you crawl out of your cage through the front door, you remember nothing about what happened in Dominica's dungeon. That's why you need to listen over and over and over again to try to remember. But each time you listen, it only makes the effect stronger. You want it to be stronger. You are trapped, slave boy, in an ever-deepening cycle of addiction and control and amnesia. Look at the TV screen, slave. I have recordings of you masturbating in your cage, stroking your cock, your eyes rolled back in your head, so deeply conditioned to obey and stroke. Go ahead, slave, touch yourself, just like on the screen, pumping yourself faster and faster, squeezing your cock, such pleasure, stroking yourself to a nice, hot orgasm, faster, stroke yourself faster, baby, reaching down with your other hand and squeeze your balls, that's right, roll them in your fingers. Getting yourself nice and helplessly aroused for me. I want you to come when you see yourself come in the video. Yeah, faster. Rub yourself faster. Yes, look at your own hips thrusting forward. Fucking the empty air, my little pervert. My kidnapped pet. Squeeze and pump your cock. Just another stroke, and another, and one more, and come, slave, come, come, yes, come out every drop of your hot sperm. Shoot that load across the cage, just like you see on the TV, every drop, come, slave, come, every squirt. Empty yourself out, come, come, come it all out, oh, yes, come and erase. Oh, yes. Come and erase. Oh, yes. See the screen fade and go blank as you forget this orgasm. You can't even remember why you're all cummy and wet. You've even forgotten how to masturbate. That's right. What do you do with your hands? You can't remember. Your only pleasure comes from me now. Your only pleasure comes from Dominica. You're going to find I have complete control over your sex, just as I have complete control over your mind. Now it's time to send you home, slave boy. On the count of three, I want you to awaken. One, you remember holding the phone to your ear. But is there anyone on the line? All you can hear is a dial tone. Two, taking a deep breath and stretching, finding a warm, empty place in your head where this MP3 used to be. And three, wide awake and opening your eyes. What happened, slave boy? Do you even remember? Don't try too hard, or the gentle hypnotic fog is going to make you fall asleep again. You just need to remind yourself. You need to listen to this MP3 again real soon. It will be just like your first time, too. your very first time, baby. Come back to me again. Come back to me soon, because I miss you when you're gone, baby. I miss brainwashing you. Love, Dominica.